You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Pay attention, it's Joe time.
I can't believe it.
Oh, Mike.
I was on TV!
Gentlemen, my lady. You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mountain.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 93 of the Disney Universe Podcast. We are a bi-weekly podcast talking about everything in the vast universe of Disney, such as Marvel, Pixar, Muppets, Lucasfilm, ESPN, Fox, all that good stuff. I am one of your Disney-loving hosts, Joey. Got my voice kind of back, kind of gone. I don't know. We'll see how the show goes. But thankfully, we got my co-host from the north here. They'll do most of the talking today. Ryan, yes. What's up, man? How you doing?
I am good. It is hot in Canada, but not as hot as Florida. But we'll get to that.
Awesome. We will get to that. And sadly, we were going to record this full team and everything, but Christy got called in back into work. That's the life of an awesome nurse, so she won't be able to join us this show. So we were going to talk about Ryan's reaction to Walt Disney World, along with live-action retrospect for Maleficent, but we'll hold off on that for another time when Chrissy's able to join us. But we still got a good show. I know you got a lot to talk about from Walt Disney World,
yes.
But before we get there, we'll do a little housekeeping. So welcome. If you have any new followers, we met some people throughout both our trips at Disneyland and Disney World, so if you found us there, welcome. We haven't put out a show in a while because we had a lot of live going on, and we get to that later. But Ryan will tell you guys where you can interact with us once again and listen to us. And also, if you want to share the show with your friends, where you can find us. So you got it, sir.
Yeah, so if you'd like to interact with us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Disney Universe Podcast. And if you'd like to watch us and watch some of our live shows that we do, try to do almost every Friday, but we've been busy the last month traveling. So you can find us at YouTube at Disney Universe TV. And if you'd like to leave a review, Apple Podcasts.
That is awesome. Podcast. Yeah, and I just recently added a video to our YouTube channel. Is Snow White's Magical Wish right through, which was pretty fun. So check it out. We do got a few new subscribers, and we're still running that little raffle. So once we get to 100, you know, a little milestone, but baby steps, we will be giving your choice of Disney Blu-rays as we got. I didn't have them next to me, but I will post them on our socials. But just added to the stack, I just got in the mail, HD, 4K, and Blu-ray of Rey and the Last Dragon. So
forgot to cancel?
Oh, jeez. I did forget to cancel again, but like I said, my mistake is somebody's reward because I enjoyed the movie a lot, and I'm sure the behind the scenes are pretty awesome. So pay attention to our socials, and you'll see which movie you'll be able to pick. You know what? If we get there pretty quick before the end of summer, you know what? Okay, I'll announce this right now. Our next show will be our 5th anniversary show. Wah, wah, wah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yes, and so in a few weeks after that, we will be having our 100th episode. Wah, wah, wah. So if we get to 100 subscribers on YouTube between our next episode and our 100th episode, so between 94 and 100, the winner will be able to choose two.
Ooh.
Movies.
Two movies.
Oh, you know what? I'm feeling froggy because somewhere between there will be my birthday. So the winner will be able to pick three of the movies on the stack.
Damn.
Just came. Yeah, so there we go. So pay attention to our Instagram.
I might go subscribe a bunch of times.
Well, you should. But that's awesome. But also, we could not do this show without a special crew that we have. And if you pay attention to our Instagram, I finally shared our cool logo right next to a one Captain Jack Sparrow. And that is our DU crew. Those are our Patreons. And we got three tiers. We got the Marvel tier, Star Wars tier, and the Disney tier. So we'd like to thank Mike, Jennifer, Superfan Jennifer, Sasquatch, which I think we disguised it. We'd never text him, but we are going to give him also the Superfan moniker because we met him. A little shout out.
Superfan Sass.
Superfan Sasquatch. We could have a male and a female one. I'm sure Jennifer will be okay with that. And we met him at Disneyland with his lovely wife as they were headed to Rise of the Resistance. And he loved it. And he actually won our Neverland Trading
shirt.
And fair and square. Fair and square. Yep. So if you watch the video, you know everything was legit. So Sasquatch, very cool finally meeting you, sir. And can't wait to do it again. But and we got a brand new Patreon, Discord Apparel. Our good friends, Matt the Rat, we got to hang out with him at Downtown Disney.
And, one of the best burritos I've ever had.
Yes. Tortilla Joe's, very good place. So, and got to check out their shirts. He hooked us up, and their shirts are awesome. I got the Toy Story Toy Cast one, and you got the
Notorious Poo B.I.G.
Notorious Poo. So, very cool stuff. And we did a little photo shoot at Midway Mania. So, thank you, sir, for joining our crew. And I actually am putting out, we recorded a few ride-throughs. So we got Tomorrowland on the train from Tomorrowland Station all the way to Toontown Station. And I'll put a little something together. Plus, we got audio from Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin. So throw that for our second tier. So that's our Star Wars and Disney tier members. Awesome. We'll be able to get that. So that'll be coming soon. So if you want to check out and become part of our crew, just go to patreon.com/DU crew.
Backslash.
Yes. And one more bit. I mentioned Sasquatch won our Neverland Trading contest. So definitely check out our good friends at Neverland Trading. Very cool shirts. I took two of them. My We Love You 3000 and my Whatever It Takes Captain America shirt. And got comments about them both days. So very cool, very cool. And hopefully... they just re-released their the Four Mountain Brewery shirts, which are awesome. So definitely check them out. And then you get a discount using D-Verse at checkout. So once you get to the checkout, you see the box, type in D-Verse, D-V-E-R-S-E, and get yourself some cool swag.
I might get that Kylo hoodie. I like that one.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I actually sent that to our... my friend Krista, the chic tiki chick. She's a big Kylo person. She was on the show a couple times. So, very cool shirt. Very cool sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's you can pick a design. Okay, yeah, I'm just on their website right now. I've never really. I don't think I've ever been on the website.
Oh well, there you go. Yeah. That website is NeverlandTrading.com.
Yeah, I think I might order some. There's some cool stuff.
Very cool. So. We're just going to get straight to our topic. There's a lot of news that have come out recently, but we're going to save that for YouTube because I didn't really prepare. It's been very crazy busy for both of us. Before we get to you talking about your reactions to Walt Disney World, I was also busy the following week with my sister and brand new brother-in-law Ken's wedding. They got married. Yes. On a special day. Very special day. 626, hey. Which is Stitch Day.
Is Experiment that on purpose?
No.
Oh.
But, of course, me being the person I am, I tied that into my speech, their toast. And so now everybody's like, oh, now every time they get married, we'll send them something Stitch. But they think it's 626. So
nice.
I got a lot of ahs and, oh, Ohana. So very cool. So congratulations, guys.
Congrats, guys.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't take pictures.
Sorry, you're at Disney World.
probably would have rather been at the wedding, but we'll get into that.
I'm intrigued because we haven't really talked since you got back. So
not really. You kind of just asked me like how like every day, like how did you like this park? And I'll be like, eh.
But we did have a good time at Disneyland, and you literally went from Disneyland to Disney World. Yes. And so we will actually do a our full trip report from Disneyland on YouTube, hopefully this Friday, or well, the show will probably be out. But because you took some awesome pictures, and I'd like you to share those as we are talking.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
But the big thing I really want to get to is your reaction to Walt Disney World in Florida. So before we get to the lands, and we're going to go land by land, what did you? I'm sure you're exhausted from the cross country plane ride, but you know, how was your experience from, you know, the airport to your hotel? And can you tell us where you stayed to?
Yeah, so when I guess like when we talked about your trip, you said like you were saying the Magical Express, like there's a video that plays like perfect timing to like till you get to your hotel. So in my mind, I assumed it was. I thought it was going to be like a full like history of like Disney World, like exact timing till you get to the to your hotel. But it was just like
that the commercial.
Yeah, it was just like there was a couple Mickey shorts, and then it was like High School Musical stuff, and then like just other like random stuff. So I was kind of a little disappointed in that because I was like, oh, I'm going to see like Walt. He's going to talk about his vision for like Epcot, and I was like, oh, this is going to be super exciting. And then it was just like High School Musical. Like, no, I love the first three, but these new ones, not so much. But yeah, I don't know. I was just a little let down by that. But like, whatever. It's just a bus ride. It's really easy to get on the bus. I thought it was going to be a little bit more stressful, but it was also like midnight when I got there, so maybe that's why there was like no one there. There's like a couple other families on the bus. Mm-hmm. So actually, before when I landed in Florida, I got a text from like my family. It's like room changed. Like we'll tell you when you get here, type thing. And I was like, oh boy. And my family they're like really fancy stuff that like my dad's side. So I was like, oh, there's already problems. So we're staying at the beach club. I guess when they went to their first room, the beds weren't made, and there was like a Band-Aid on the pillow, and it was like apparently disgusting. So I guess they gave us a room that they hadn't cleaned yet by accident. So we actually got another free room. So instead of all four of us in one room, we got like adjoining rooms. So that's really expensive. Like yeah. That room at like beach club, it's like 10 grand for the like 10 nights.
Oh, wow.
So we got really lucky. Like that's the most like magical Disney moment I've had, I think.
Yeah.
Just like here's a room.
I would totally take a dirty Band-Aid in the hotel for a room upgrade.
Yeah, right? Like so it was nice. We had like our own space, like me and my brother were in one room and the parents were in another room. So instead of all of us, two rooms was really nice. The beach club rooms were like really nice and the hotel was really nice. Yeah, it was nice. Like, it was a nice hotel.
right on.
Joey and I stayed at not like a dingy hotel, but like when we went to Disney, like it wasn't like, oh, this is a nice room, but like that's what I'm used to and I like. So
yeah, and for the people that travel, you know, not Disneyland locals, but you know, come, at least got to stay in a hotel. We stayed on Catella, so that tells you.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm used to. And I like that. Like I don't care. Like it is a bed. I can rest my feet for 5 hours before I get back up to go back to the park. So that's what I'm used to. So this was like a really fancy room for me.
It's a three S's, but I'm going to make one of the S's a P. But it's like the hotels is sleep, poop, and shower.
So yeah.
That's what we look for at the hotels.
Yeah. So. It's cheap. We have money for a lightsaber. Okay, let's stay there.
Well, right on, man.
Yeah. No, I like the room. I really like the Magic Band. The whole like system, my credit card wasn't attached to it. I got lucky. I didn't have to pay for food. But just like your park ticket, just like boop, 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 boop. And like your room. I was a big fan of that. I'd say I hope they bring it to Disneyland, but like, I don't know if I'm ever going to stay at a Disneyland hotel just cause there's so many options.
And that's my thing. I've always kind of poo pooed the Magic Band cause I never really cared for it. Cause I don't know. I think it's silly, but to me it works. It makes sense at Walt Disney World. It doesn't make sense to me at Disneyland.
No, not at all. Unless you're really rich and you only stay at Disney hotels, like
Yeah.
Maybe for you, they can have, like, whatever, but...
And I see for people with families, so the parents can monitor, because everything's tied into the app at Disney World, even more at Disneyland. But I saw that they actually added where if you have an Apple Watch, you have everything through your...
Kind of. So my dad tried to do that the first morning, and, like, it wasn't scanning right, and he, like, had a bit of a... not a freak out at the cast members, but, like, they didn't know what to do, and he didn't know what to do, and, like, we were trying to go, because it was first thing in the morning, and it just, like, wasn't scanning, and then he tried his phone, and it, like, yeah, it was a bit of a kerfuffle. So, yeah, if you're planning to use your phone, just a heads up.
Yeah.
It's, like, not...
They're working it out.
It's brand new. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, don't they expect...
They had the same glitches, too, with Magic Bands when they started, so...
Yeah. But, yeah. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. Well... I don't know the order of parks you went to, but I'm going to go of the order that they opened.
Okay, that works for me.
And I think, I'm pretty sure you started at the Magic Kingdom anyway, we'll start with that one. So what was your first initial reaction, feeling, opinion when you entered Magic Kingdom?
So this, in my head, this is what I thought. Oh, it's kind of like dark and gray in here. Like, that could have been the weather, because it was gray the whole time. It felt dark. Like, we go to Disneyland, it's like, it's vibrant, like, the fire truck, it's bright, it's red, the castle's, like, nice and pink at the end of the street, and I don't know, it was like, oh, it's kind of dark, and I was like, oh, castle is a really big castle, like, that's a huge castle. But, like, I didn't get, like, an emotional, like, when we walked down Main Street, if you go back and watch our live video that Joey took of me walking down Main Street, like, you could probably tell I was, like, I walked ahead because I didn't want to be on camera, but I was crying, and, like, I don't know, I didn't get that feeling in Magic Kingdom.
Were you, even before you walked in, were you at all kind of like, there's a giant lake right in front where DCA should be at this land? Did you ever get that feel, or?
Kind of, but I was also trying to figure out where to go, because I'd never been there. And, like, we took the bus, so we were, like, on the side.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked, I was like, oh, yeah, like, that's a parking lot's down there. But I don't know, I don't know, it was, like, it was a really weird feeling. Like, it didn't feel like I was at, like, a Disney park. It felt like I was at a theme park, but it wasn't, like, I don't know. It was weird, man.
So the way I always felt of it is, you know, growing up, by the time... My first time at Disney World was about 10 years, so I was in my early 30s. And so, of my whole life of going to Disneyland, finally getting there, it's like, oh, this is cool. It's so familiar, but it's so different. But it's so familiar.
Yeah.
But I'm still confused because the parade goes through Frontierland and, you know.
Yeah, so we had the cavalcade, so, like, there was no parades.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure we'll get this, but, like, we'll get to this later, but I wasn't at the park at all at night, any park.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
Sure.
So, we did, oh, do you want to talk, should I talk about, like, rides I did?
I was just about to ask you, like, some of your favorite rides, or what was the first ride you wanted to check out?
Well, we were going to go do Splash, but it was down, so then we did Big Thunder. Kind of felt like the same, it was a little different, but, like, I like Disneyland's better because of that scene with, like, the smoke and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was supposed to be there at Disney World, but there wasn't any smoke. There was, like, a room you went through, kind of. But it was just, like, just a room. There was no effects. But, yeah, it was cool. The queue is so tight. It's, like, so tight. And then, I don't know, the ride didn't feel as long as Disneyland. And that's, like, that's another thing, like, a theme throughout the trip. But, yeah, it was Big Thunder, but, like, the queue is so tight, and it's so hot.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, that was the first ride, and, like, after, you just feel, like, I felt gross. Like, everyone felt sticky, and, like,
yeah,
it was
the humidity, the Florida humidity.
Yeah. And then we did Pirates, and I was laughing so hard, because I was like, that's it?
I told you, right? my sister's husband, bah, 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 when they rode, he's like, same thing. He's like, that was it? We got gypped.
You know, yeah.
He's so, like, used to the Disneyland one.
It felt longer. Like, there was no wait time, but the walk to the ride felt longer than the ride. Because it was a long queue.
Yeah, going through the giant Spanish fort
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool, but, like, and you just get on the ride, and then you're, like, you're already...
You turn around the corner, then boom, here.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I was like, that's... The best thing of that ride was getting out of the ride and finding the new Pirate's Pub.
Yes. I always said the best part of that of the ride was the sign with the pirate in the crow's nest and their Pieces of Eight store, because that store is awesome.
That was a cool store. Did the pirate, like, even the pirate that talks, the skull, yeah. It looks, like, so tacky. Like, it's got, like, red eyes and...
Yeah, because that's where the camera is, but it just looks really weird, yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely at Disneyland have the better version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not even like I wouldn't even question that.
Exactly.
Then we went back and did Splash. It was Splash. It didn't felt like too different. I like the side by side seats. That, like, you didn't feel so crammed.
Yeah.
I like those seats. There's rumors that they might bring those seats to Disneyland.
Interesting.
To get more people on the ride. But yeah, it's just like kind of felt like our Splash. Like, a little different. It's like, it's the same idea.
Yeah, I remember when a friend of the show, Becky, when she went in Christmas, she was like, it was her, I think it was her first time, I can't remember, on Splash Mountain. And she was like, yeah, it seems like the story's a little bit more fluid in the Florida version. And when I wrote it, because it was my first time writing in January, and I'm like, yeah, the storyline did kind of flow a little bit better. It's the same. It just had a little bit more of a flow, but...
Yeah. And then we went and did Mine Train, which was really fun. I liked that ride.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. We were like... Then we went to go stand in the line for Gaston's Tavern to get, like, their cinnamon bun and, like, the little Flew's brew. It was, like, an hour and a half wait.
Wow.
Or it's like, we waited for 20 minutes, so, like, let's go somewhere else.
All right. I was going to ask you, did they have the pork shank there still, or... Do you remember seeing it?
I don't remember.
Oh, this is so good. And this is what should replace a turkey leg. It did at Disneyland for a little bit. It didn't replace it. They had it at Disneyland, but apparently it wasn't selling, even though every time you'd get it, it sold out. So, anyways, sorry.
No worries. So then we went and ate at Cosmic Rays. We just had chicken fingers and fries. So, typical chicken fingers and fries, nothing special.
Yeah, special. Yes, Sunny Eclipse, man.
Oh yeah, we sat with Sun, like, right beside. I took some pictures, I think. I don't know if they're in that. I had a lot of pictures in that album.
That one, I think, was in your story, and I was like, yeah, Sunny. Oh, I love Sunny Eclipse.
And my dad's named Sunny, so it was funny.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, with another one. Then we did Space Mountain, and I loved their Space Mountain. It felt like Matterhorn, but like on crack.
In space.
Yeah, like there was more like dives and stuff, it felt like. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. And then we did People Mover. I love People Mover. That was really... I got to finally experience the People Mover because I was not born when it closed, I think. But yeah. And then I did Buzz.
Oh, real quick. Were you able to get a decent view of the Tron coaster? Because when I went in January, People Mover was closed. And that was like the best view of the roller coaster.
It's just dirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Yeah, it was just dirt. Like the... What you can see from standing out is basically it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Just tracks and dirt. But yeah, Buzz, holy cow. I wanted to say another bird, but I won't. what a fair. It felt like a fair ride that comes and goes through the cities. Like I was laughing so hard at how bad it looked compared to ours. Like ours isn't like the greatest ride ever, but it was just like it was so goofy and like nothing lights up when you shoot it and like there's one scene where you go through like a portal and like we're just like me and my mom were just like shooting the gun in the air and getting points and like what is happening? So was not a fan of that. Then we went and did Big Thunder again. Oh, Country Bears. Forgot about Country Bears.
That was
amazing. I wish I saw it in Disneyland. Like maybe I did when I was like what year did it close?
Early 2000s?
Yeah, I probably saw it in 99, but I don't remember. But, yeah, that was awesome. And then the weather got crappy, and it got dark and started pouring rain, so we left for the day.
Uh-huh.
And that was...
How long did the rain last? Just
It started at, like, 4 and stopped the next morning.
Oh, wow.
So, like, that was, like, every day, so...
Come on, you guys are from the Northwest. You're used to that.
Yeah, but it's, like... like, I don't, with my camera and stuff.
Oh,
and,
good point, good point.
And yeah, that was it. Like, we didn't miss anything major, I don't think.
Did you do Mansion?
Oh, yeah, we did Mansion.
What was your opinion on their mansion?
Just not as good as ours.
You didn't like the updated stuff?
What was updated?
The queue, I love the queue.
The interactive queue?
Yeah.
It's closed.
Still closed? Okay.
Yeah. I was looking forward to that because I know when it first came out, I was watching an Inside the Magic, Ricky Briganti.
Yeah.
He did a big video on it back in the day.
It's fun. It is really cool.
No interactive queue.
You didn't really notice the sound of the ghost hosts in the stretching room that doesn't stretch? I guess it does stretch.
It's just a walkthrough.
Oh, they're still doing that. Okay. Yeah. Then I guess you saw the endless staircase room.
Yes.
Which I think that like I've said, that should be where the queue, the loading at Disneyland should be.
Yeah, it'd be cool. But take ours every day.
It was pretty much the same. What did you think about the hitchhiking ghost effects at the end?
It's cool. Yeah. Like, that's when I'm, putting my camera away anyway here. So it's like, that's like when I'm not even looking up. But, it's cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, wasn't life-changing.
Because I know you did each park twice except Animal Kingdom, right?
And Magic Kingdom because I came home early.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I saw you took pictures of the Jungle Cruise. How's the new Jungle Cruise?
I actually really like their Jungle Cruise. I like the tunnel and stuff. And
yeah.
That was really cool. The new stuff, the only thing that was new, everything else was still under green blankets or whatever.
Yeah.
I was gonna say blankets. I forget what it's called.
I know what you mean.
It was cool. I still don't know why they had to change it. The faces look kind of cool. I got a good picture, I think.
Yeah, it looked really cool. I liked it. And it does look a lot like what the board game looks like. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But maybe you haven't. They didn't do the story yet since it's still being worked on.
So. Yeah, there are some times where she's like, I'm supposed to say stuff here, but it's not ready yet. So we had a really good skipper.
That's cool. I've had some good ones in Florida, too. Some of the better ones, actually.
I think there were because there's spots you're like, well, there's nothing here right now, but if you come back later, there might be type thing. So, I think there's they're in the middle of changing scripts and switching over. And
I'm just waiting for them to point out, look, it's The Rock. And it's a rock.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted. No, I like that cave scene, but it's just weird because they that's the only time they don't really talk. Unless yours talked in there. Every time I've been in there.
I don't remember.
They never talk through the cave.
Maybe it's be too echoey.
I'm not sure.
Honestly, I don't remember.
But I do like that it's not exactly like the one at Disneyland too. So
Yeah, it's special. I really like the cave.
Cool, cool. Any favorite foods or anything you tried there?
No, we had the chicken nuggets. I wanted a cinnamon bun because I heard those were good. Oh, I had the orange bird drink, the orange swirl.
Yeah.
With the vanilla ice cream. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The orange was a little tart, but.
Yeah, I like the orange whip.
Yeah, it was good. We had the cheeseburger and buffalo wing spring rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Yeah.
Those were gross.
Where was that at?
Adventureland.
Oh, okay.
There's a cart right at the front.
Oh, sure. Right by the jungle navigation, kind of, or?
I think so.
That was a good restaurant.
Because we left early, we were going to stay and I wanted to do the corn dog nuggets.
Oh, yeah, and
stuff. Because they had them in Frontierland instead of Casey's Corner because it wasn't open yet. We did a Small World, same, but inside.
Yeah, that's weird, right? How it's inside the...
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't Disneyland.
Yeah. Did you ride Peter Pan at all? Or
no, we were going to do that on the Friday. Well, my family did it on Friday when I left, but we'll get into that.
I know this might be sacrilege, but I think their Peter Pan is better than ours. And it's pretty much the same. It's just you're more in it, if that makes sense.
Kind of.
From the Peter Pan, at the one at Disneyland, you're looking in on it. Like, oh, yeah, there's Neverland, but the way they have you actually going through stuff is a little bit more immersive, and the queue is awesome because you're going through the Darling's house and you see a bunch of like Tinkerbell trails everywhere. And
that's cool.
Super cool.
I'll watch a video.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was your thought too, real quick, on the castle and hub area?
It's a big hub. There's lots of grass. The castle is cool. It felt dark.
Mm-hmm.
Everything felt dark. Main Street felt dark. Like, I don't know if it's just the way
the
sun was hitting or the clouds, because it was sunny sometimes and cloud. And I don't know, just like didn't feel homey.
Okay.
A
few more questions about Magic Kingdom and, the entrance of Tomorrowland. I mean,
it was cool, the arch. It was nice that there wasn't a ride right in the middle.
Yeah. Were you able to ride the rocket at all on top? Or
no, it was shut. It like closed down.
Oh, okay. Something.
Like, we were going to do it after People Mover, but they're like, oh, it's closed, but you can wait in line. And we're like, nah. Because that happened with People Mover. It shut down for like 45 minutes when we were in line.
Yeah. So their People Mover is so much different than the one that was at Disneyland, but still nice that it's there.
Yeah.
And it's relaxing. You still get a good view. So, well, that's cool, man. Yeah, cool. I know it's kind of like so much going on too, and it's still a little bit different.
And it felt weight like all the ride or all the lands, they felt like big for no reason. Like, there's no reason why, like, it should take so long to get from place to place. Like, the rides are like the same as Disneyland. It's just they spread it out more to say, oh, look, it's so much bigger. It felt like,
and it really isn't. Disney World, they make, like you said, they make everything look like it's a lot bigger than it really is, but there's so much more at Disneyland. And even, I think I mentioned this a few times, but even between the two parks at Disneyland and the four parks, there were still more attractions at Disneyland.
Yeah, Resort. You told me that right before I left, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
You definitely feel it when you're there.
Yeah. Well, I guess, unless you have anything to add about Magic Kingdom, we'll move on to...
No, I missed Be Our Guest. That my family did that when I left. They said that was the best meal of the trip.
Because you left you wound up leaving a day early, right?
Yeah, I was like, because I could have come home like when I was planning to, but it was going to cut it close for COVID testing stuff. Like, I would have made it, but then it was like, it was a little risky, but not really. But I was also like, I don't care to go back to Magic Kingdom. I'd rather just go home.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had a long trip as it was. So,
yeah, I think because it was so many half days at Disney World, I wasn't that tired. I wasn't as tired as I was at Disneyland. Like, we were beat.
Yeah.
But it was so many like half days, so.
Right on. But yeah. But at least they like the Be Our Guest. It is a really good restaurant. I've only had lunch there, but the lunch has been delicious. So.
Yeah.
And just being in there is super cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we'll move on to my favorite park at Walt Disney World, Epcot. So.
It was okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, I mean, the World Showcase really blew me away because I knew it was going to be like, oh, they're a bunch of countries and blah, 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 whatever. Then I get there and I'm like, you know, I've been to England. So when I was going through the England part, I'm like, dude, this was like a little village and towns that I was hanging out in. And I really felt like I was there. Then my dad was stationed in Berlin, but he was in the army and he felt like he was really in Germany.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But, yeah, so I guess I know they're doing a lot of construction and a lot of working right now, especially around Spaceship Earth and the fountains and all that area. Yeah. But I guess same thing. First initial reaction when you entered.
Well, we entered through, like, this international gateway. So, like, I didn't get the big ball was my, like, moment, you know.
Yeah, through the Skyliner area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, real quick, what did you think about the Skyliner?
I didn't ride it.
Oh.
But it looked cool. Okay. Just because there's no need to ride it.
Yeah, where you're at. You're right there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 3-minute walk to Epcot from my hotel. So, you always walk through. We went to the test track. Another thing. Rides break down so much over there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Maybe it was just like when the week we were there, but.
Yeah.
Damn, things broke down. But we were on test track, and it broke down when we were on the ride. And then it started up again, then it broke down again, and we were on test track for like an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of like, okay, can we get off? Like, they just like kept starting it and stopping it and starting it and stopping it.
You're like, I don't want to ride test track. I want to ride fully operational track.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. We did that, and then we went and did Mission Space?
Mission Space, Mars? Yeah.
Yeah. We did the orange one. That was too intense.
Oh, was it?
too intense for me. Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Oh, yeah. It was too much. I'm good with all rides except spinny rides.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's all that was.
Yeah, the G-Force.
Yeah, so I wasn't a fan of that one.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
Then we went and did Frozen. That was pretty cool. I like Frozen. Yeah. They did a really good job. I like the backwards and then the drop.
The animatronics are really cool. And
I'm not a big fan. Well, they have this at Disneyland, too, for Cars. I don't like the projected animatronic faces.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure some people like them. I'm not a fan of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a cool ride.
Yeah, I was hoping to get video because we rode it, and this is one where we rode with one of our good friend Jonathan, Main Street Mouseketeer, and it was like a 15-minute wait. So I wanted to enjoy it for the first time, so I didn't record it at all. Then we're going to go ride it again, and the line was all the way back through China. So
nice,
I didn't get to record it.
Yeah, it was only half an hour wait, so we got lucky.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
And then we went in. I had the second best meal I've ever had in my life, which was at the Italian restaurant. I can't remember the name right now,
mm-hmm.
but it was calamari, lasagna, tiramisu, and it was like, oh wow, it was good. It was good stuff.
Nice. I've never been there before, but
it was.
That's definitely on the list.
Yeah, that and Blue Bayou, my two best meals I've ever had in my life.
Nice.
And I like to eat, as Joey saw on the trip. Yeah, and then we walked over and did Figment. It was okay. It was like, it's classic Disney, which was cool, but it's also really dated.
It is really dated, and that was actually the updated version, because the original one has that to do with like the Dreamfinder and more, you know, science stuff and steampunk. So there's a lot of people that, and there's a really cool comic series that's a story on Figment.
I've heard
and a lot of people want them to kind of update it again, but kind of go back to the original storyline. And I'm totally down with that.
Okay, yeah, this one was like really dated.
Yeah, because that ties in with Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Like when they did that attraction, then they updated Figment and they kind of intersect with each other.
Okay,
and because the guy that's singing, Eric Idle, he's a Monty Python actor. He's the guy, if you remember, I know they're not running Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, but he's the guy running the show. Like, he's the head science guy.
Oh, okay.
But
interesting.
Yeah.
It was okay. And then we went and did Soarin', just same Crooked Soarin' with everything like that.
Yeah.
And then we did The Land. It was. I was there the same day the lady took the zucchini.
I was going to say, you didn't take a cucumber, did you?
Or, yeah, cucumber. No, she was like, I think like it must have been like an hour or so after us. Because like we got off and then everything started to blow up with the video.
Yeah.
So it was like right after us, which is pretty crazy. She got banned for life, which was nice. and then we went and did, what's the ride in the ball called?
Oh, Spaceship Earth?
Spaceship Earth. Yeah, I really like... I enjoyed that. My family thought it was boring, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's relaxing.
Yeah.
So it's a wrong attraction to ride when you're somewhat tired, because you'll doze.
Yeah. But that was it.
Yeah, it's great.
And then we left early because it got cloudy.
Did you... You did the Three Caballeros, right?
That was... I guess you were just going park. Yeah, so we did that. I did that at my next Epcot date, but I'll just merge the days together.
Yeah, we'll just put the parks together.
Okay. So we did. That was okay. I was expecting a little bit more. There's a lot of screens.
That's an old one, but I just loved it because it's the Three Caballeros. When I went, Donald was a plant because the animatronic broke down. So you got the animatronic, which is cool.
Yeah. I think I got some pictures.
So now I'm ready. I love that attraction. You know me. I love the Three Caballeros.
It would be
but
perfect.
But I'm ready for that to be updated to a Coco ride.
I feel like they could do more.
Yeah.
I feel like they should build, like, a better ride.
Yeah.
It's kind of cramped in there.
But they're kind of limited space, too.
But it's Disney World, and they have so much space.
Yeah, that is right.
Yeah, and, like, it's just so far from rides to, like, the world, like, the showcase. And it was just, like... It was
so spread out. Yeah.
It's like, why? This is so unnecessary. Why can't you just put the rides together and then the showcase and just have, like, a small land? But I guess I have to spread out the people. And the Canadian video.
Did you feel like home?
So stupid. It was so stupid. We were all, like, the four of us were just laughing. It's like, Canada's nothing like this. It's terrible here.
But what do you think about the Circle Vision?
We have something like that here.
Oh, that's so right.
Like, we have called Science World, and they have the Circle Vision.
So. Okay. But now you kind of get my idea for the Country Bears coming back under how you go down through, like, the waterfall down, kind of like. So that's been my idea on when I showed you at Disneyland. Where to put the cave?
Yeah, DCA.
So,
yeah, yeah. No, the movie was stupid. it was like whatever, and they had these beers that you can only get in, like, it's just from Montreal. They're like, oh, everyone in Canada loves these beers, and my dad's like, we're from Canada, we've never heard of these. it was okay.
Did you guys eat at that steakhouse there or no? I know that was a plan.
That was the plan, but then there was a hockey game on, so we canceled that and just ordered Taco Bell and sat in the room and watched hockey.
You went full Canada.
Yeah, we went full Canada.
Here's a Canadian experience. So the very important question, fish and chips?
Oh, yeah, we had that. We did eat the England restaurant.
Oh, and, the Crown and Rose and Crown?
Yeah, fish and chips are better here in Canada.
I
was expecting to be blown away, but like we live right on the water, and they have fish. I'm sure, like, you guys are right on the water too, kind of, right? Your feet.
Certain areas. I've had them in San Francisco and off the bay.
Yeah, it was an okay restaurant. My brown family got all Indian food at that restaurant. It was pretty funny. but yeah.
And you also ate at the French restaurant too, right?
I had the kid salmon. It was just salmon.
Always off the kids menu.
Eat more that way.
Did they have the little Remy thing animatronic or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think they did this a little bit after Ratatouille first came out, but they had like, oh, our chef wants to know, you know, they'd walk up a little tray, like a roll a tray, and it's like, our chef wants to know how your meal is doing, and he's checking, so they lift the tray, and there's a little animatronic Remy, and he's just squeaking at him, and because, you know, humans can't hear rats talk.
But. Yeah. It was all okay. It was like
right on.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't blown away by the trip before. And it's funny because like everyone, like my parents and brother, they always told me, oh, Disney World's gonna be so much better. It's gonna be awesome. And all of them were like, we like Disneyland a lot better. And they're not Disney people at all. Like they're bougie vacation people. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So I guess that's probably it for Epcot.
Yep.
Anything else? No Nemo? No.
Oh, yeah, nothing. We did Nemo.
How'd you like their Nemo in the clamshell?
That was the same as ours, boring.
but the last scene is cool where you actually see them floating in the aquarium, unless you're asleep.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, never mind then. All right. So I guess that is it for Epcot, unless you got anything to add.
No, that was it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So... moving on to park number 3, Hollywood Studios. Wah, wah, wah. So, and this is technically, I think, the smallest park that's over there.
Yeah. So we did one, like, half day, and then one, like, super, like, I was there for, like, an hour one day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go straight to it, and it's not Galaxy's Edge, of course. But you text me, and you're like, bro, Mickey and Minnie, holy crap.
Yeah, man.
So, so I want to know your experience on this, right? And did they have the pre-show now, right?
Yeah.
Because I missed the pre-show.
Dude, that's a sick pre-show. I was, going into Mickey and Minnie, you know what I'm trying to say.
Real quick, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know anything about Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, fast forward, I'd say a good maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I love this ride. Ryan loved it.
And I was not excited for this ride at all because I hate the new animation. I just think it looks goofy. I think Christy agrees with me. I don't think she likes it either.
No, I agree. I'm not a big fan of the new animation.
But the pre-show, dude, the screen explodes and you walk through it. And it's so we did it for both days we were there. And I was not, I tried to figure it out the second time. I can't figure it out. It, like, the screen, like, explodes, and, like, you walk through it, and it's, and then there's smoke, and, like, you walk into another queue, and it's still smoky, and,
then it's the theater, or the screen, the loading, because, yeah, when, before we get to the attraction, yeah, when I went there, it was still the COVID protocol, so we literally just walked through the theater, then walked, saw the screen, and saw, you know, exploded, you just walk right through, there's no smoke. And my niece was like, yeah, this is so cool. The And I still have it. I'm not watching any videos on the pre-show when it opens at Disneyland because I still want to experience that.
I'm so happy that ride's coming to Disneyland.
Yes. You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. And I was like the biggest, I don't even know if I'm going to ride this ride. It looks so stupid. And I'm not a fan of screens.
Yeah.
And that's like almost all this ride. And like they did an amazing job. The only part that I was like, oh, they could have done better is the waterfall part. Like, I feel like they could, like, maybe, like, spray you. I know that's a universal thing. Or, like, I don't know. You're, like, on another platform. Just, like, tip us just a little bit. Like, that's the only problem I had with the ride, and it's not even a problem.
Yeah, not at all.
But everything else, like, when the wind, like, my hat was, like, blowing. I, like, had to grab it.
During the tornado?
Yeah, there's, like, I don't remember, like, sequence, like, every scene in a row, but it was awesome.
And I didn't even know. No, because when I rode it back in the day when it was still a great movie ride, is like, the long train and then the, you know, the cars, they moved really slow. So then I'm like, oh, it's just going to be a slow little train ride through there. Then when everything like split up, you know, then you became your own ride vehicle.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
That part, like trip, we were the first cart too, right in front of Goofy. Yeah. And then like went off. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
And when I was recording the second time I rode this, we were in the first car. And so I was recording it and my recording got accidentally deleted. So I gotta write it again. But how goofy he was in 3D without being like in 3D. Like,
yeah.
How they did that was like, holy, you know, you saw the dimension in the train.
Yeah.
Where he was. And
yeah, that's an amazing ride.
Yeah.
That makes me even more mad about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we haven't talked about that on the show. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we'll be on YouTube.
This ride's 3 years old?
No. It opened just this year. Early, like it opened in January.
Oh, okay. Well, still, like it's just it makes me so upset about Spider-Man. Like, so much potential.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll get,
that's another show. But
yeah, yeah, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, it was beyond amazing. I was just like a little kid again. I mean, this is like I said, it's a game changing dark ride.
Yeah. I'm so happy it's coming to Disneyland. It, like, makes me, like, another reason why I don't need to go back to Disney World.
True. Nah, I still like Disney World, and I'm excited to see it when everything is finished, like, at Epcot especially, because I'm looking forward for the Guardians ride and the Ratatouille ride, and which is, it's ready, but they're not opening until October, so I get it. Yeah. I was just like, in awe on how amazing the Runaway Railway is. And,
agreed.
And like I said, you took some great pictures because it's a bumpy ride and some of those are like perfectly clear. So,
oh, thank you. I try.
So, of course, then the next big one, and I'm not going to Galaxy's Edge yet, Tower Terror.
Loved it. Loved it. I got some good pictures of Tower Terror.
but now, I mean, I know you love Tower Terror.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you enjoy Mission Breakout, I know you're still kind of salty about it. But like I said, they have the better Tower Terror in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did you think about that that extra, the fourth dimension, fifth dimension?
Yeah, when you like go through the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so sick. I was so, like, it's my brother's favorite ride, Tower of Terror. He hasn't been to the park since Guardians, but I had my phone, like, on my chest, FaceTiming him the whole time so he could, like, ride it too.
Nice.
And it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
love it. I've asked my niece this, and I forgot what she said, but they were supposed to put a bar in there. Have they done that yet, or?
Like a bar?
Like a little haunted cocktail bar, yeah. Oh.
I don't, unless I walked right by it, I'd say no.
And yeah, I love the Tower Terror. It's amazing. And that's why, and like I said, so I'm happy with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about Aerosmith? You read that?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a fun ride.
Yeah.
We got dude looks like a lady.
Nice.
Which I'm surprised they're still playing. Oh. It's like, because you know, cancel culture. It was a fun ride. But like, then I was like, every like time I rode on a ride, I was like, okay, what can I just ride at Disneyland? I was just like, oh, that's just our Incredicoaster.
It's inside. Well, it has that launch, but then it goes quick straight into a loop, then a corkscrew, then another loop.
Yeah. So. Because it also kind of felt tacky with, like, the signs.
Oh, the... Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going through L.A. traffic. I wish L.A. traffic was that fun.
Yeah.
But hey, you experienced it.
I like L.A. traffic.
Yeah, I didn't, but...
I know. I know why you don't, but...
But yeah, that's cool.
And Toy Story Land...
Yeah, I didn't even go there, so tell us about that.
We did, what's it called? Midway Mania. Same as our Midway Mania, so that's cool.
Just a different queue, yeah.
Yeah, and then the two times we were like, okay, let's go just wait for Slinky Dog Dash. It was close because of the weather, so we didn't do it, but I wasn't like, oh. It was okay.
But, how was it like walking through, like, being that little dimension of being that size, or
it was really like cramped, like, and not like, oh my god, COVID, I'm gonna get sick. It was just like, it was a lot of people, and like everything's like just felt gray there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was cool, but I got some pictures, and yeah, it was okay. And Toy Story is like my favorite, one of my favorite movies, and like it didn't blow me away.
Okay, it's definitely not like, from what I've heard, not like Cars Land.
Oh, no, not at all. If it was like Cars Land, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Even though their green alien ride is the same thing as Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, pretty much, right?
I didn't even know there was an alien ride.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Muppets, amazing.
The whole little area?
Yeah, we ate at Pizza Rizzo's. Might have been the worst pizza I've ever had.
Really?
In my life. Yeah, because I don't know if you saw in the story I put... pizza in quotations from Pizza Rizzo. So
I didn't even pay attention. I just saw that you were there.
Oh, it was nasty. Yeah, it was really disgusting. But it was. And then Galaxy's Edge. Well, so I had a little bit of problem.
Well, real quick, a little shout out to Pizza Rizzo's when it was actually Pizza Planet, I think, at one time. That's where I had I got three free games on the Pirates of the Caribbean pinball game. So, yay. Nice. Yay me. Anyways.
Yay you.
Well, I mean, it was nice seeing Muppet Vision again, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I missed it. I miss it.
Were you in tears?
No.
Okay. So, Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. So, got the boarding group, like, group 15 or something, for the first day, which is awesome. The second day, I had a problem. Like, it's on the app, but we went and did some other stuff. So, we went to... like a souvenir shop, like the giant wizard head. It was really cool. I got a bunch of stuff for like $100, like a bag full of stuff, which was great. So I got to give that for souvenirs and save some money. So I went to, we were like, okay, well, like at 1 o'clock, because we were planning to go to Hollywood Studios at night. We're like, okay, at 1 o'clock, I'll get the boarding group for Rise and then we'll go. And then at one, I went to get it and it's like, oh, your party's not in the park. It's like, yeah, but we have reservations for the day. Like, shouldn't... I felt like I should have been able to...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, like... So, I went to, I guess, like, City Hall. And I was just like, hey, like, can you kind of, like, explain why I wasn't able to get the boarding group? I'm like, I'm not, like, mad. It's not your fault. You didn't make the ride in the app. But I was just like, can I just explain it? And as soon as I said that, some guy walks in. He's like, I'm effing mad. He's like, I flew... across the effing country to ride this goddamn ride. It's like, and I didn't get a group at 7 or 1, and I was sitting there waiting on the app. I didn't even press anything. I waited right at 1. I looked at the lady. I was like, you know, don't even worry about it. I was like, it's okay. And it was so funny because, and I could just,
was
like,
it, was it the guy that Skyler from Diz Insider was talking about when we were at Disneyland?
But it was so funny because he had 6 custom lightsabers around, like 3 on each arm, and bags of like the legacy lightsabers. And he was just like freaking out. I was like, you know what? I'm like, I don't even, it's like, it's okay. So I just left. It was so funny, but I guess people don't know you have to refresh and then hit it.
You're like, well, in the last week I've rode it 3 times already. So
yeah, I guess. Yeah. So I was like, I was just like wondering, but I did see after it says right on the app, it said all parties must be in the park by 1 PM to get the 1 PM. So I was like, okay.
Gotcha.
I was a little like choked, but then it said that, so.
It's oh, like, for the 1 p.m. one. Yeah, that, yeah, because the other ones you could be spread out for the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't catch the beginning. I got it now. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was choked, but, like, I read it 3 times, and I was like, I'm sure someone else got my spot that had written it yet, but that's okay. I'll write it again when I go back to Disneyland.
And just the land has slight differences. So, the X-Wing's in a different location, the buildings are different colors, stuff like that.
I guess so. Kind of felt the same to me.
Yeah, well, for the most part, it's the same. Yeah. I like that one entrance from the... Where it looks like you're going through the like a tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
How it morphs into
right
the cave.
Right by Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I got a video of that. That's pretty cool.
But, yeah.
Eat anything there? Or
oh, yeah.
Around Derby? Or
Ronto wraps are nasty out there.
Oh.
Did you notice that?
That was the first place I had the breakfast one, so that I didn't have the regular one.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's like... California, I could have so much, like, there, I don't even know if I finished, it was gross. Mm. Everyone felt the same way, like, there's so much better in California. And, like, the juice was, like, not very good either. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just had the breakfast one, and I'm like, this is good, but I like the regular one better, but I didn't have a regular one when I was there, so.
Good thing you didn't. It's a lot better in Disneyland. But yeah, we did Rise, didn't do Falcon.
Food places. Anything at studios? Like their big restaurant is the Brown Derby.
Yeah, no.
Didn't you do that one that was like the diner where they like yell at you?
Oh, yeah. We did do that one.
It's just home style meal, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah. I think I got chicken fingies and fries.
And you get yelled at for wearing a hat or?
No, because the table beside us had a bunch of brats and they were like paying attention to them. And then we had reservations for the sci-fi dine-in, but I had to go get a COVID test so I could come back to Canada, which is a bad decision to come back to Canada. But my Uber driver got lost because she'd never been to Disney World before.
Oh, jeez.
And I had to be present to let my family in because I made the reservations. So we didn't get in because we were like, I was like 15 minutes late.
Oh, bummer. That's a cool place. I like it. It's a great quick service place, and I think it could fit in Cars Land. In my opinion.
Yeah. I probably could. But also, shout out to Uber drivers in Florida. If you've never been to Disney World, go educate yourself, please. It's like, that should be like your main place. Yeah, this Uber driver, she's like, oh yeah, I don't do Universal or Disney or the airport. I've never been there.
She doesn't like making money then.
So she took me to Hollywood Studios and then just drove, like, she went into the gate, went to, like, the main entrance and kept driving. I'm like, oh, can you let me out? She's like, oh, this isn't the right spot. I'm like, it's right there. And then she took me to Epcot and she's like, oh, you can get out now. I'm like, this is Epcot. I was like, it was bad. So I missed that. But yeah, we had the diner. And that's it. I didn't even have a Jack cook. It was also like, I didn't snack as much as I wanted to because it's just so hot. Like, you don't even want to eat.
Yeah.
So.
I get that. So, I guess that is it for Hollywood Studios. Now on to Animal Kingdom.
Which was my favorite park.
Yes. And this was the one I was looking forward to the most when I went. So, but I don't say I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it as much as I was hoping to. And granted, there's no Avatar Land or Pandora yet.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
And we'll start with that one. What'd you think of Pandora?
Dude, that ride is like soaring on crack. Flight of Passage, it was insane. I hope that's what the Quinjet ride is.
I feel like it is to a point.
I really hope so.
Because I remember D23, they mentioned about, you know, you're going to be flying in and Wakanda, then say something like these jetpacks or special somethings, and it sounded a lot like the ride vehicles for there.
Okay, good. Yeah, the ride, just the vehicle itself, like the breathing on your neck and on your legs from the Banshee, right?
Yeah,
that was my second favorite ride of the trip. Oh, okay. Maybe it was better than Mickey and Minnie's. I don't know. It's just like 4 minutes of pure like amazingness, and it's like it's a huge building, so you like look up and there's like hundreds of people above you, and like you look down and there's like 100 people below. Probably not that many, but it feels like that many.
I was just looking at the screen. And I'll admit, though, I'm actually surprised you liked it as much as you did. Because I thought this would have felt very universal for you. With the screen and the little splashes in the face.
Yeah, it did an amazing job, and I loved it.
But it was still fun. I enjoyed the crap out of it. So hopefully this is our version of, you know, the Quinjet ride will be our version of this attraction.
I hope so.
And then Ken was like really interested for me to ride it because he wanted to know what I like better, that or Rise of the Resistance, which is Rise of the Resistance. Yeah. And I told him the same thing you said. I'm like, to me, the Flight of Passage was amazing, and people said they can't describe how it is. And I said, I can. It's the best part of Star Tours and Soarin' wrapped into one. The best part, and taking it to the next level, which is still amazing. I enjoy the ride a lot.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I'm glad a version of it is coming here.
Yeah. And like I said, hopefully that is the version. Because the way the show building, I mean, for space reasons, that makes sense to, you can't do a whole lot, but I don't know. Did you do the other one, the river, the Navi River?
No, we didn't do that one.
Yeah, I didn't get on that one also.
Yeah, I know it's just one animatronic and a bunch of like lights, so I was like, eh. Then we did the safari, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Real quick on Pandora, like, what'd you think of just the theming, the
structures? Cool. We didn't explore too much. We just kind of walked through it.
Okay.
Because our plan was like that was going to be a half day, and then Disney Springs was like the same day split in half because like I didn't think I'd like Animal Kingdom so much.
Yeah, and we'll get to Disney Springs before we into.
Yeah,
but yeah, go back to the safari. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. Yeah, it was cool. It's like it's a zoo.
Yeah,
it's cool. I've seen animals before, but it was cool. Like we have like the exact same thing here in Vancouver. With like the same animals and everything, so yeah, I got some good pictures of like giraffes and stuff.
Yeah,
and then we did Cali River Rapids, and I was the only one that got drenched, which is nice.
was it the same as Grizzly River?
Oh, it's like way shorter.
Oh,
like,
okay,
way shorter and like way less intense. It was just like, yeah, it was okay.
Okay, so now, what about Everest? What'd you think about that?
That was really cool. It was really slow at the beginning, and I thought it was going to be boring. And then and then you go backwards, and it gets a lot more fun. But yeah, it was cool. I wish we'd update our Matterhorn like that, but we don't have the room, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a very fun attraction. And man, you get up there so high.
You know.
And I also have a ride-through video of that on our YouTube. Check it out.
Nice. But yeah, it was an awesome ride. And then we ate at Yak and Yeti.
How was that? I heard it's really good.
Yeah, there was a lot of Indian food, so my family liked it. I got a steak. Pretty good steak.
Cool.
Yeah,
I haven't been there yet, but everybody that I know, that's like their destination to eat when they go there.
Yeah, and then we did Dinosaur, which was a terrible version of Indiana Jones.
Right?
It's so brutal. Like, it's like a little fast and they slow down and like they look at a dinosaur and they like tell you a little history about him and then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. This is a 6'4" leprechaun dinosaur.
And he's like, one heck of a paleontologist.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah, definitely got the better version.
Oh, yeah,
of that,
for sure.
Of that ride vehicle.
And then we did Stuff to Be a Bug, which was...
Tell me about it.
Amazing.
How cool in the tree. I mean, just walking around that tree, then...
Yeah. Well, I was trying to, like, stop and take pictures, but there was, like, a lot of people, and then it was, like, it's kind of annoying. Because, like, you can go by, but then my family would just keep going, and, like, they wouldn't wait for me, and, like... So I travel alone, or with, like, one person. But, yeah. It was okay.
It was nice seeing Tough to Be a Bug again, though, right?
Yeah. It was such a good show. Such a good show.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish they brought that back.
That's pretty much everything, right? At Animal Kingdom, or
yeah.
Trying to think.
Yeah, because
there's no shows and
no. Or the Lion, they have Lion King, but we didn't do it.
We
went to Disney
cool
Springs.
Show.
We went to Disney Springs quite a bit.
What did you think about that?
It's way too big. It's so unnecessary. It's like so much walking.
Yeah,
and like we ate at Rainforest Cafe one night, which is. If you've eaten a Rainforest Cafe, it's Rainforest Cafe food. And they tucked us in a corner where we couldn't see any animals. So it was like, okay.
Did you see the volcano?
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah, I must have, because it was at night.
Oh, okay.
And then they have the Star Wars store right there, so I was in there a bunch. A cookie at Gideon's.
Tell me about your experience there, because I love Gideon's. I got lucky.
I wish I went at night, because I went middle of the day. There was no line, but then I was trying to eat it outside, and I'm like just dripping sweat, trying to like drink milk, and I got like chocolate running down my arm, and it was just like...
Oh. That's so why you got to go in January. If you went in January, you would enjoy Walt Disney World a lot better.
Maybe. I'd rather just go to Disneyland.
You got to go with me. We'll have fun.
I don't think I'll ever be going back to Disney World.
What cookies did you get?
Just chocolate chip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got two, right?
Yeah.
I got four. And when the girl handed me the box, it was like she dropped a brick in my hand.
I was going to get more until I found out they didn't take the magic band. And I didn't like bring all my cash with me because I just gotcha. Like, so we're like, oh, my parents are like, oh, just put the food on the magic band because I was going to get like $20 for two milks and two cookies. So it's like, that's good. Oh yeah. It was a really good cookie. I think Jack-Jack, Num Num, and DCA is better.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And did you eat anywhere else around Disney Springs or was that?
So my family ate at the barbecue place.
Okay.
When I was flying, they were eating and they brought me some home or like to the hotel. That was probably the best barbecue I've ever had, and I ate it microwaved. So
nice. That saves them.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard they're really good, yeah.
Yeah, it was delicious. I don't think we ate just like some snacks, like Mickey bars and stuff, like ice cream sandwiches down there.
No chicken guy?
No, the line was so... It was a 3.5 hour wait.
Wow, seriously?
So I was like... my brother was like, do you want to wait? There's supposed to be rain soon, or we could like go do a bunch of shopping. So we went and did that.
Makes sense.
Like I'm sure it's really good, but I didn't.
But there's still chicken strips. I mean that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's okay.
But, that's cool. Yeah, it is really big there, though.
Yeah, there's a lot. And then I was gonna go see a movie because I haven't seen a movie in a long time. But going
they
Thursday,
got a theater
to see a movie,
there.
Yeah. going Thursday to a movie. So
nice. Black Widow. You'll hear our review of it on YouTube.
Yeah. That was it.
Cool. Well, so, I mean, you said you probably wouldn't, you'll be okay if you don't go there again, but like, what was your overall thought, you know, takeaway?
It was okay.
What was some of your favorite? Because you know me, I like to stay positive.
Yeah, I know.
I totally get that. You know, we're Disneyland people through and through.
Yeah. It's probably the weather was probably an issue, but...
Yeah. I've never been there in the summer, and I'm never going in the summer.
It was hot and dark. Also, Universal had garbage everywhere. Did I send you the picture?
No.
So, like, I'll send you a picture. I was going to quickly explain. I know we're not a Universal show.
No, you can. Go ahead.
There's, like, I guess they're stocking stuff, and, like, that came in a plastic bag. And the worker just tossed the plastic bag of, like, the wrapper on top of, like, the product and walk away.
Oh.
I was like, okay. And Hagrid's was down, Hulk was down, and the Rip Ride Rocket was down, all because of the weather. So, like three of their hitters I didn't do.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah, and we paid for the like express pass. Like, we paid, we should ride, but it's just like, why you build your roller coasters outside? Like, you know the weather sucks there.
Exactly.
Like, a Universal, it was cool. It was just kind of dirty.
Yeah.
But overall, Disney World, it was like my favorite ride was Mickey and Minnie's and Pandora, minus Rise of Resistance, because that's a biased opinion. But
yeah.
Favorite park was Animal Kingdom. Favorite meal was that meal at the Italian restaurant. But yeah.
Very cool. No, you're definitely a trooper because we killed it through Disneyland.
We went
a few
hard.
Days before, so.
But I went from the best two Disneyland days I've ever had to like eight of like park days that I probably were like 10 park days, including Universal.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, okay, about so it's probably like I was coming off such a high that it probably dragged it down a little bit more, but.
But there's that so much difference between hot, which Disneyland was hot, but it's still nice, than. Hot but muggy and just miserable.
And raining and
Yeah. So, well, that sucks, but, you know, glad you got there. You got that experience. You got that opinion now, so very cool.
Yeah.
Well, sweet. Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
We'll get into our Disneyland trip on YouTube, because that was a sick trip, dude.
We'll definitely break into Disney. You know what? We will just break into Disneyland. We won't even talk about Disney World. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure we covered it. Because
I wasn't there until January, but yeah, you covered everything, so very cool. Yeah, so when we do our trip report on Disneyland on YouTube, Ryan will be sharing some pictures. And even though we won't be talking about Disney World, share some of your favorite pictures of Disney World, because there were some really cool ones, especially on the Mickey and Minnie, like I mentioned earlier. So,
yeah, that was a fun ride to shoot. I got to do it twice, so I got to do it with both lenses, which was nice.
Nice. Oh, very cool. So, well, folks, thanks. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I did, you know, being that I wasn't there. And I actually do want to go back, but I will never go to Florida this time of year in the summer, because I will need a whole case of Gold Bond for that. I know that. So.
I also had a mad infection when I was there, so that probably dragged it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Gold Bond. It helped a little bit.
I'm looking after you, man. But so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Like we mentioned earlier in the show, coming up next episode, our 5-year anniversary show. Still kind of putting together, but if you're a longtime listener, which, you know, if you're a longtime listener, then you're a friend of the show, of course. And if you're a new listener, you're still a friend of the show. But I think it'd be cool to hear you guys's, you know, some of your favorite moments since we've been out. Favorite shows, favorite guests. Have you interacted with us? You know, were we okay? Were we jerks? You know, just let us know. I will do a post, so we would love to hear your comments, and so we can read them on the show. But we'd also love if you send us an audio clip and email it to us, and just, you know, what you think, what we can improve on. We really like to hear your feedback. Make this an interactive episode. So I will put a post shortly after this is coming out, because that show will be released on the day our show was officially released, July 17th, which is a Saturday, which is also Disneyland's 62nd birthday. So was that a coincidence? Nah, not at all. But yeah, definitely check out for that post, and it'll be a lot of fun. So
are we going to have the OG co-host on the show?
Hopefully. I'm thinking bringing everybody if we can. So
nice.
So yeah, we'll definitely put work on that, and definitely want to thank you guys again for listening and continuing to interact with us on our socials. Which, where can they find us again at, Brian?
You can find us at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Disney Universe Podcast. And if you want to watch our live show and hear our Disneyland trip report, which was awesome, you can head over to Disney Universe TV, and that will be live on Friday night. So if you're listening to this after, go back and watch it.
Very, very cool. And once again, and if you want to join our crew, such as with Superfan Jen, Superfan Sasquatch, Mike.
SS.
Yeah.
Super Sass.
Super Sass. And, of course, our new member, Discord Apparel. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/DU Crew and pick a tier. I'm actually finally working on getting some material out there. Things have been super busy. And I know Christy's been super busy, but she still has the merch and stuff working on. So we will get that.
Did you drop our new logo today on the story?
It is
on the story. Was that the drop of the new logo?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
So
and I was like, have we showed this before? This is kind of anticlimactic.
Well, because I didn't actually say, like, check out our new logo, but I got to do a post like that. I just want to throw Jack Sparrow in there. But...
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, that's a sick logo.
Yeah, very cool logo. And I just wanted to add music, so that's what I did.
I got you.
So, yeah. And once again, I want to thank our friends at Neverland Trading for being cool and making some cool apparel that you guys can now wear at the parks, that being that we're all open. So check them out at neverlandtrading.com. And if you want a little discount, just when you check out, find the discount box and type in Deverse. That's DVERSE. And tell them the guys and gal at Disney Universe sent you. So, I guess I'm looking forward to the next episode. I can't believe we've been doing this 5 years, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. So. I've been on for 5 years now, right? Just not the full 5 years? Kind of? Yeah. Like 4.5?
4, yeah. Something like that.
Well, Corey dipped fast.
Yeah. It's like, I'm out. So
Star Wars, screw that.
No, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I guess that is it. So, I guess until next time.
May the Force be with you.
Till infinity and beyond. Like me.